All right, it is 14 minutes after 6 o'clock. A little foggy out there this morning. A little humid. Going to get really hot around here this weekend. We are in Algonac, where the Lions Club Pickerel Tournament and Festival goes on this weekend. And right at the top of the program, I got to say thank you to my executive producer this morning, Bill Greatop, who's a Lions Club member here in Algonac, helps put on this festival. And I called Bill a few weeks ago and said, hey, we're thinking about coming down for the festival. Could you line up some guests for me to talk to? And I think in about 5 minutes, he had the roster filled. And we start out this morning with some visitors from Marine City. We have the executive director of the Marine City Chamber, Erica DeLang. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being here this morning. And the mayor himself, Dave VandenBosch. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So how's everything in Marine City? It's a boom town these days, isn't it?
Yes, it's a lot of fun in Marine City. We have a lot going on. Very busy every day, streets lined with cars, which is always a good thing. So, yeah, it's great.
The newest addition is the new hotel there, the Water Street Inn. How's that look? I've seen pictures of it. I haven't seen it in person yet.
Oh, you need to stop by. Yes, the inn on Water Street is beautiful. The restaurant, the inn kitchen, wonderful food. My personal favorite is the fried radishes. Fried radishes. They're delicious. Okay. I highly recommend those. But, yeah, it's a great location, and it's bringing lots of people to town that can now stay and actually enjoy our area for longer than a day.
Yeah, that's something you've needed for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And people come into town even to see other family members. You got a place now. We've had the bed and breakfast, but this gives you gives us a little bit more room, a little more capacity, so we can get some more people into town.
Yeah. This economic rebirth that you've seen here in up there in Marine City, I can't get my directions right here in Algonac. I mean, it didn't happen overnight.
No.
But once it started, that's the thing about momentum, is it just keeps moving forward, doesn't it?
It was driven by entrepreneurs, and once we got the city stayed out of the way, and they flourished. They just and there's a lot of diversity. So I mean, everybody thought we were just antique shops, but I mean, there's so much variety down there. And then we've got a couple new openings coming in the next few weeks, and some other developments that'll be coming out in the future that will be very interesting.
Anything you can tell us about?
Well, one soft opening that should happen at the beginning of August is the MC Marketplace. So that's the old Miller's department store, and they're opening up a space for different artisans and people to sell their wares, similar to Grand Trunk in Port Huron. But that's really exciting. It's going to bring a lot of different ideas into the city, so different areas for people to shop.
Yeah, I mean, we talk all the time about the changing face of retail and how retail has changed. You're not going to have any major, marquee retailers, but you have these specialty shops and really intriguing, unique, original shops, and that's what draws people to a community, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Small town is the in thing right now, so it's very beneficial for us.
One big blow to Marine City, though, has been the lack of transportation for your friends over in Ontario with the damage done to the ferry over the winter. What's the latest on that?
Well, they've got the prints done. There was a snag on engineering and prints for actually getting them done. I've worked pretty tirelessly with Washington, and they've been very progressive in working with the Canadians to try and get that to maybe walk through much quicker on the permit process. So it's in the permit process right now. They haven't received them, the permits yet, but it looks like everything's a go. Permit, the blueprints and all the engineering's done. So hopefully it can start construction fairly quickly.
Yeah, and how long do you suppose it'll take? If everything continues to go as planned, what's the time frame, do you think?
They haven't given me a hard line when they're going to be, even a soft opening, when they think that it'll be completed. So we're still waiting on, there's a few more parts in the cogs in the wheel that would need to be addressed. And then after that, we were told 3 months, and that was a month ago. So hopefully in 2 months. That's what we're hoping.
Have you noticed a difference? Have you noticed a lack of Canadian traffic in Marine City as a result of this?
No, actually, they're still coming over. They can get over through Wapool or even through Port Huron. So I've heard from the retailers that we are still seeing Canadian visitors come to our area. So I mean, I think people, once they get into the habit of coming to see us, they want to return any way they can. So
that's a testament to the success of Marine City, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what else is on the horizon for Marine City? What else you got going
on? Well, we've got the Comic-Con that got delayed partially. So it's got a change of venue due to some of the... they had some funding issues. They needed to build it up. I mean, it takes a lot to put out a festival. Mm-hmm. And as Bill can attest, and they've worked on some fundraising. They actually have a bingo coming up, and I don't quite know how to describe that.
Drag queen bingo.
So they're doing a fundraiser there for that, because that's kind of near and dear to my heart, because my wife's the president of that one, or vice president, and I have to give her a plug every time. So, and then we've got Triple P coming back, the Pumpkin Palooza.
Yeah.
Pumpkin Palooza party.
Yes, it's a party.
I know a guy that's grown a whole bunch of pumpkins for that.
Well, so. You know, it's amazing the things that Gary Coase started during his time in his brief time in Marine City, because he was not a lifelong Marine City resident. He came to town, was there for a few years, died suddenly and unexpectedly late last year, early this year. But his legacy is those events and that sort of tenacity to push forward and do things, and that I'm sure that you still hear his voice and feel his spirit there in Marine City.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's still that little voice in our ear, that driving force for a lot of things that we do.
Yeah,
and he was a great promoter of our area, and I think it's really continued on his spirit. So it's been
I think it pushed. We've always been a little, stubborn in Marine City and doing things our way, but I think he helped us get out and push that. Hey, we are Marine City. Come in and see us instead of just we are Marine City. And I think it's really got us out of our shell a little bit. Our volunteer group is phenomenal. And if I say that almost every time I speak publicly, it wasn't for the group we have. And headed by Erica and a few other cat herders for us, they keep us in line, because we can go all different directions, but they focus us. You know, and Laura's still very, very active with us, especially with Riverette Teen Zone.
And isn't it interesting now to see communities like Marine City and Algonac and St. Clair and Port Huron all kind of working together, all with the same goal to promote this area, this eastern part of the Thumb? And it's bringing a lot of people here, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I work very closely with Thelma from the Blue Water Chamber and Pat from the St. Clair Chamber. And we all, we meet every other month just to talk about what's going on and how we can help promote each other and what we're doing, and even the Richmond Chamber, Jill at the Richmond Chamber. So it's been a nice collaborative effort just to bring the awareness to our county. And I did want to mention too, another big coup for our city this year is the Blue Water Startups and Entrepreneurs. They're bringing their startup school to Marine City this year, which is a one-day conference, 200 entrepreneurs coming to Marine City, and having a morning session at the riverbank, and then moving around the city to different breakout sessions at different venues. So that'll be a lot of fun in September 29th, Saturday.
I mean, the fact that the executive director of the Marine City Chamber of Commerce and the mayor of Marine City are in Algonac for the Pickerel Tournament Festival at 6 in the morning on Friday says a lot about that spirit of cooperation.
Yes.
I really appreciate you guys coming here and being here this morning.
Well, you're welcome.
You, me, and the fish flies.
You're right.
It's very
right.
early Friday. But thanks so much. Enjoy the festival this weekend.
You're welcome. Right, thank you.
Thanks, guys. It is 22 past 6 o'clock on this Friday morning on WPHN. Got much more coming up. Stay with us from Algonac on WPHN.